With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate confirmed Scott Bessent as President Trump's Treasury Secretary. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Scott Bessent on Monday secured confirmation to lead the Department of the Treasury, putting President Trump's top economic nominee in place ahead of a big GOP push to enact Trump's ambitious economic agenda. Senators voted 68-29 on Bessent's nomination. The chamber had to tee up the final vote during a rare Saturday session that top Republicans held as part of their weeks-long process of confirming Trump's cabinet choices. The Senate will now turn its attention to greenlight former Representative Sean Duffy to become Secretary of Transportation. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, rain has mostly moved out of Southern California after the first significant storm of the season brought weekend downpours that helped firefighters. Ash and mud flowed across streets, but no significant problems were reported. An area scorched by the fire. More than an inch of rain fell in many places. Frenzy over an artificial intelligence chatbot made by Chinese tech startup DeepSeek.
DeepSeek started attracting more attention last month when it released a new AI model. The company said it was on par with similar models from U.S. companies like OpenAI, which makes ChatGPT. It also said that it was more cost-effective in its use of expensive NVIDIA semiconductors to train that model on troves of data. The tech costs less than $6 million, according to its developers. A follow-up research paper published last week is what set panic in motion. That paper was about another DeepSeek AI model called R1 that showed advanced reasoning skills. It could rethink its approach to a math problem. And it was significantly cheaper than a similar model sold by OpenAI called O1.
Chipmaker NVIDIA's stock dropped 17%. They lost $589 billion, the largest single-day loss in stock market history. SRN News. Another poll about transgenderism.
This one comes from the New York Times and Ipsos, and it reveals that 49% of Americans believe that society has gone too far in accommodating people who are trying to live as the opposite sex. 21% think we haven't gone far enough. When it comes to men playing against women in sports, 79% say no, and that includes majorities of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. 71% say no to puberty-blocking drugs for children.
Michael Harrington reporting. As America turns against the queer trans agenda, Hollywood is doubling down. The movie industry lined up behind Emilia Perez, a Netflix musical about transgenderism. It got 13 Oscar nominations, the most of any film this year. Emilia Perez is up for Best Picture and Best Actress for a guy who is living as a woman, the first transgender ever to be given an Oscar nomination. This is SRN News. The GOP is looking to make gains in two key states.
Republicans put Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column in the 2024 presidential race. Now they're hoping the momentum carries over to contests this year that will determine whether their state's Supreme Courts retain Democrat majorities or flip to Republican control. The outcome can be critical in deciding cases related to abortion, election disputes, voting laws, and much more. Jason Walker reporting.
A California woman is sentenced to more than 3 years in prison for running a business that helped pregnant Chinese women travel to the United States to deliver babies, who automatically became American citizens. District Judge R. Gary Klausner gave Phoebe Dong a 41-month sentence. She and her husband were convicted of conspiracy and money laundering. More details at SRNNews.com.